February 11th, God's goodness displayed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. As the wax takes the counterpart of the seal, so the soul receives and retains the moral image of God. We become filled and transfigured by beholding his purity and righteousness. Our souls will become sluggish and our faith enfeebled unless we arouse and have a firm, steady, active faith. The great sin of God's people at the present time is we do not appreciate the value of the blessings God has bestowed upon us. We serve God with a divided heart. We cherish some idol and worship at its shrine. The truth of God is elevated and holy, sanctifying the soul if brought into the life and interwoven with the character. God is seeking with his truth to make us a separate and peculiar people. This is the influence of the truth. Our obedience and devotion are not equal to our light and privileges and the sacred obligations resting upon us to walk as children of the light are not fulfilled by us. As Christians, we fail to come up to our high calling. Warnings and reproofs have been given us from God, but only for a time have an influence upon us because we do not consider it as our life work to press forward and upward to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Oh, that God's people would consider their superior advantages and understand from the light of God's word that we must be judged according to the light that shines upon our pathway. All the privileges and opportunities given us of God are for the purpose of making us better men and women. The people of God must move from a settled principle, making it their first principle to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then go on from light to still greater light. Every soul who really believes the word of God will show the same by his works. The great goodness of God is displayed in his will. Whatever his will or word requires them to do, they cannot be Christians if they neglect to do this. The truth is able to save our souls, for God, by his Spirit, is a continual agent in it, and the divine agency makes the truth a sanctifying power. Letter 8, February 11, 1887, to Brother and Sister Lockwood.